Earlier this year, I spoke with comedian Jamie McDonald, or should I say TV star or person of interest. Jamie, any of those fit?
I'll take person of interest. That sounds like somebody the police want to talk to.
Person of interest. We were chatting with you about your sort of TV work and the comedy and being back on tour again. In fact, some of us from the radio station came along to see you at the Glasgow Comedy Festival. How did that all go?
You tell me. Did you enjoy it?
It was fabulous. I would highly recommend it to anyone to go. No, it was a great gig. We've spoken before, Jamie, about how you used your sight loss in your comedy, but a lot of the things you talk about, you know, like being at school or getting the school bus or something, anyone can relate to.
Well, that is the hope. Blind people and visually impaired people will get a little bit more from it, I hope, because they'll be able to relate to everything. But well, the idea of Reasonably Adjusted, which is the show that you saw that, and it's just getting ready to go to the Edinburgh Fringe. You've heard of the New York Times, yeah? You know, that's basically America's answer to the Daily Record. They ran a poll. And this is dead serious. What is the worst thing that could ever happen to you? And Blind won, right? It came number one and it knocked it out of the park. It thrashed things like cerebral palsy and being from Edinburgh. And I just think, I don't know what other people's experiences are, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. Yeah, it's definitely a big part of my existence, but the show is about, I can basically make decisions in my life that don't require me to dwell on blindness. And it's going down very well. Did you relate to it, Alan? I think you did.
It wasn't like poking fun at sight loss either. You were just kind of using it because that's the way I imagine you explain to people how you see the world.
Well, I think comedy's about holding up a mirror and the way that you kind of see society and all these social things. And well, I see them through the eyes of a blind guy. So it's just really my perspective rather than I'm definitely not slagging off blindness. A, it would be funny, it'd be pretty offensive, and B, nobody would come and see it. And in that, actually, in that venue that you came, even funnier, it was a quirky little venue in the west end of Glasgow. It was called The Hidden Venue, and you have to go down the stairs past the kitchens, and it's a mirror with hooks. It looks like a kind of like cloakroom. It wasn't even a door. 5 minutes before it starts, like, where is everybody? Of course, there's loads of visually impaired people out there like rats in a maze. Like, where the hell's this bloody door? I had to get my wife to go and kind of open the fake door and invite the blind people into the blind man's show.
Yeah, I did eventually find it. I did walk into the kitchen by accident. I wasn't sure if I was here to see Jamie Oliver or Jamie McDonald, but we made it in.
You did. You brought a little nice thing you knocked up in the kitchen for me. It was delicious. Thank
yes, they were called work colleagues.
That makes me a cannibal. That's terrible.
there's worse things. You could be. Oh no, hang on. No, blind isn't.
No. Well, let's not go down that road.
And you know, beyond, I suppose, the live stuff as well. You've got a lot of TV work going too. So it's a fairly busy time for you.
We've had the Scotch summer character in that sitcom that the Berniston guys, Rab Florence and Ian Connell, have written the second series of that, and I'm just wrapping up filming that just now.
You didn't initially go into comedy. You had a slightly different career before. What turned you down that road?
I ended up in corporate finance down in London, for which I am truly and eternally sorry, by the way. but I was never very good at it, and I never really liked it. And quite close to where we worked was a Shoreditch in London. It was a club called the Comedy Cafe. And I ended up there with some colleagues or something one night. I don't know. And I thought, oh, that's good. Oh, I like to look at that, you know. And so I kind of did a few week open mic nights at it. And I was getting laughs and I thought, this is going very well. And then the credit crunch kind of bit. And a lot of people, including myself, got made redundant. It's the best sacking I've ever had.
And here you are. And you got the Fringe.
And here I am.
The Fringe is coming up as well in Edinburgh. I mean, that is a massive gig as well. When you look at some of the names that have performed there and are performing, and it's great to have that back in front of a crowd as well.
Absolutely, yes. It's fantastic. So it starts August the 3rd till August the 29th. 26 shows, but I'm on at 7:45 up at the Gilded Balloon. I'm looking forward to it because I'm living up there for a month as a bachelor. I can't say that I'm married, but I'm living away from my wife in a nice little flat in the city centre. So it's going to be a riot, actually. It's going to be very good fun.
How do you prep for that kind of thing? You just one of these guys who just walks on the stage and just goes for it, or does anything go through your mind before it?
I'm very much, I mean, I know this, the show's it's a show, you know, so it's worked on, it's been prepped, it's been, I've done bits of it in clubs, I've done, as you saw yourself in the Glasgow Comedy Festival, I've done a few more previews down here. So I like to go on knowing that at the absolute minimum the show is solid. I mean, there's some people who do go to the Fringe and just think, oh, I'm quite a funny guy. I'll just go on and say a couple of things. It'll just come to me. And there is nothing more intimidating than not knowing what you're doing and being faced with a quiet audience and a live microphone. It terrified people.
Do you go to see any of the other acts that are on at the time? Do you take some notes?
I'm old now, Alan. When I started this, I was 33. I'm now 42. So I've been in it for like 9 years. 33, you know, 9 years ago, I was my show was at 1 a.m. And I was off seeing folk all through the day and having a great time. But now it's do the show, maybe go for a beer and then go home.
Go home with some chocolate gingers, a cup of tea and watch the latest Vera.
Pretty much, yeah. Like just like. Kind of fantasize about slippers.
I think we'll end it there. Jamie, just remind us again sort of where and when people can catch you, and indeed, you know, people want to find out more about you or the social media stuff or the web stuff. How did they get in touch?
Okay, so for the Fringe, I'm on at the Sportsman Gilded Balloon, 7:45 every night. You can get tickets for that on edfringe.com or gilded balloon.com. co.uk or on my own website, jamiemcdonaldcomedian.com. That's MAC. And I'm on Twitter at Funny Blind Guy and Facebook at That Funny Blind Guy. And I think I'm on Instagram, but I wouldn't go looking for me there because I've not put anything up.
Fair enough. All kicks off on the 3rd of August. Jamie, best luck with the shows and thanks for chatting with us again on RNIB Connect Radio.
A pleasure as always, Alan. Thank you for having me on.